I'm going to move on to the tandem data, but just bottom line, Aman and then Rowan, are there patients that you can pick out who you would start on Tamoxifen, postmenopausal women?
I personally, again, would say, I have said it a number of times, I cannot say that here is a woman who I should be starting today on Tamoxifen. She will be alive free of disease 2 to 3 years down the line. She will not have any major side effects like thromboembolic complications, uterine cancer, and so on. And then I will come back at that point and I will switch her to aromatase inhibitor. We don't have any model, any way, any characteristic of patient or the host which we can identify that subset of patient.
Yeah, I remember we did this last year. I was thinking we needed Jerry Springer's bodyguards when we started to get into this, Rowan.
In my view, as the toxicity profile of AIs becomes clearer, there's less reason for me to worry about trying to use a safer drug. So I really am pretty much starting everybody on AIs. I think one important point is I think it's a mistake to consider the risk of recurrence for the first 2 to 3 years as a target. Because, in effect, you're giving therapy. In effect, you're delaying an AI for 2 to 3 years. And so the concept there is, do you think that giving the AI after 3 years of nothing would have the same effect? And I would submit that letting somebody go for 2 to 3 years without a therapy, same thing like giving AC after 2 to 3 years, you're going to develop resistance. So you're not talking about the first 2 years, you're talking about delaying a more effective therapy for 2 to 3 years.
Matt?
I'd just like to remind everybody actually how complex the breast cancer genome is. HER2 is just one of a very large number of amplicons that occur in this breast cancer subtype. We're just in the process of submitting a manuscript which defined 20 amplicons in ER-positive breast cancer, and we've ordered them by their effect on prognosis using a clever bioinformatics trick. At least 7 of them have strong impact on relapse-free and overall survival. So I think what we'll see eventually is a much more complicated, but I think a much more clearer picture of what we're really treating. And I think that we'll enter an era where we'll have to do very large collaborative projects to sort out the precise management for all these different subtypes.
Okay, go, Eric.
Neil, I'm sorry. But there is not a shred of clinical evidence that I'm aware of, and I would appreciate hearing it if there is, that delaying starting an AI impairs its clinical effectiveness.
Au contraire, if anything.
Au contraire, if anything, the woman who was shaking her head in agreement.
Go for it.
I was shaking my head in doubt.
Go for it, Kathy.
Well, I think there's the clearest data there can be outside of a randomized study from MA17 that giving it later seems to be quite effective or just as effective. I agree with Eric that there's no evidence suggesting that it's worse giving it later. The issue is the 2 to 3 year period of time in which it's clear that you have some more recurrences. But if that turns out to make the whole situation better in 5 to 7 years, that may still be the way to go. And that's what we don't know yet because we don't have the direct trials.